This is the accompanying audio file to the podfic of The Act of Creation Will Be Your Salvation, written by Sci-Fi Girl 47 and read by Rena Jenkins. This audio file contains specific content notes, trigger warnings, and author's notes for individual chapters of the podfic. For more in-depth discussion, please contact Rena Jenkins or Sci-Fi Girl 47. Chapter 1. This chapter contains pre-canon content, spoilers for Iron Man 1, grief, and mourning. Chapter 2. This chapter contains Iron Man 1 spoilers, off-screen kidnapping and torture, post-traumatic stress disorder, a character dealing with flashbacks, and potentially disturbing imagery. Chapter 3. This chapter deals with post-traumatic stress disorder, the after-effects of torture, passing reference to self-harm, blood in a non-battle context. The author would like to encourage all readers to be safe and discourage any individual from attempting to follow Tony's rather poor choices in dealing with his trauma. Remember, it is always your right to seek help from a trusted individual or medical professional in any sort of traumatic or painful situation. Don't ever tell yourself that what you've experienced isn't worthy of being reported or treated. You are never alone. Chapter 4. This chapter contains Iron Man 2 spoilers like Woe, Avengers spoilers, characters contemplating their own mortality, slow death by poison, poor decision-making by Tony Stark. Chapter 5. This chapter contains post-Avengers content, insomnia, canon couple breakup. Chapter 6. This chapter contains nightmares of drowning, torture, mentions of self-harm, reference to possible suicide attempt, not as a memory or a plan, but as a possibility, canon-appropriate violence, canon character death, suspected abuse. Sorry, Tony has quite the past. Chapter 7. There will be another chapter. Sorry, no one is shocked, but the conclusion was taking a bit longer than I had anticipated. The chapter total is set at 8, and that will not change. This chapter contains canonical violence, and hey, look, something approaching mature content. Fairly warned be ye, says I. Please take care. There is a situation involving kissing and physical contact that can easily be read as dubcon. There is no sex, and the parties involved both stop without repercussions. Tony is uniformly lousy about talking about things, and that's not acceptable. Everyone should have the right to control their own bodies, and assumption of consent is not consent. Chapter 8. This chapter contains dealing with the after-effects of a violent attack, victim guilt, discussion of suicide and self-harm, robotic voyeurism. So, things got a little steamy. There is actual sex. Nothing what I would consider porn, but I tried. I'm sorry in advance if people are uncomfortable with that. I didn't know if I should leave it in or not, because there's really nothing in my stories that would warn you to be prepared for it. If you are uncomfortable with such things, but want to know how the story ends, please message me and I'll send you the censored version. Don't worry, everyone is going to be just fine. Everyone! Author's endnotes. And that's the end. Thank you for your patience and your consideration, and all the kind words. I've never been prouder of a piece than I am of this one. Sad, I know. So thanks for allowing me the chance to make it. Special thanks to users Skiamaki, Celia, Night Tiger, and Bliss Beans for being the ones to originally convince me that Botfic might have a readership. The original comment conversation, if you'd like to laugh your ass off, is here. https://archiveofourown.org/works/381185/comments/752059. Reader's Notes. This podfic, and the rest of the series Tales of the Bots, was recorded for Opal Song for the informal Twitter podfic exchange, or hashtag ITPE for everyone on Twitter right now. I would like to thank Cantarina1 and Annalise010 for beta listening to this podfic. Both of you gave me some very helpful, very important feedback about the bot voices. What are we on, the 7th iteration of Jarvis voice by now? And seriously, I appreciate it so much for all the hours you put into listening to me talk. Also, thank you to DePatty for making podbooks of all of this, because I don't know really how that does anything. Special magic podfic babies. And finally, thank you to everyone else who's listening to the entire series, because I'm pretty sure it clocks in at about 15 hours altogether, and oh my lantern, your ears must be so tired. But I hope you enjoyed it, and I hope Opal Song enjoyed it, and just all the bot feelings for everybody. Thanks for listening, and have a nice day.